Talking about all things professional wrestling, it's Brain Stew Wrestling.
All right, everybody, welcome back to another edition of Brain Stew Wrestling. We are guestless this week, but that's all right. We figure throw in one of those once every blue moon. I'm just going to cut the BS and go right to it, though. By the way, if you guys want to call for thoughts, 908-854-4228.
Yes, and or Skype us at Brain Stew Media on the Skype if you have it.
Yeah.
You can tweet us at Brain Stew Radio using the hashtag Brain Stew Wrestling. You can follow me at Hams Gruber on Twitter. You can follow Punchy here at Hipster Punchy on Twitter. What is going on, everybody? Again, welcome to an all new episode of Brain Stew Wrestling. Opening song tonight, Big Balls by AC/DC. Shout out to Balls Mahoney.
Who died this week. For those who don't know, for those who don't follow the wrestling zines, as they say. Now, apparently he had fallen, like, recently and, like, broke his hip and then he just fell ill. Like, and then he just died. And then Chris Candido's brother actually broke it on Twitter. And then since then, it's just, you know, obviously all the people in the wrestling community saying condolences. But yeah, and he was like a Jersey guy. So that, you know, ECW original, like one of the more popular guys in ECW, too. Like ECW fans loved him and Axel Rotten, and now both are dead.
Balls took a rough fall a few days ago and badly hurt his hip, according to PW Insider. After the fall, he had been using a walker to get around, but became ill and passed away. No other details are known at this time, but if anything breaks, we will be sure to let you know on Twitter. Wow, man. They drop young, some of these wrestlers.
They do. Like, some of the older like, I think it's just, like, the older wrestlers now, even the ones who are big in, like, the 90s, for the most part.
But you're in your 40s. He's not that old.
I'm getting there, though, as far as what I'm, my point on that one. Like, the wrestlers now, like, the guys who are names now in the WWE roster, I don't think they're going to drop young because they're, like, that this generation of wrestlers is the first one where, yes, they've got the grueling schedule, but they're like the first generation to be affected since the wellness policy's been put in. So you're not seeing a lot of roiders. You're not seeing a lot of crazy drug use like there used to be on the road back in the day. There's probably not as many crazy road stories to begin with. So you're going to see, I think we're going to start seeing a lot of guys like live into old age a lot more than usual.
I hope so because
yeah, like if you think about it though, look at it, like the wrestlers who were like pre-80s and pre-80s, they were like, they lasted long times. Like even some of the big names in the, from the 80s were like, there wasn't an epidemic of them dying in their 40s. It was really the guys who kind of were in their prime in the 90s who are really getting affected by this.
Well, yeah, you're right. A lot of them used roids, too. And you know what? You're right, Mike. They have the wellness policy now. A lot of them are going to live hopefully to a ripe old age.
Yeah.
But when I see people like Balls Mahoney, which let's be completely honest here, Mike, Balls Mahoney and ECW originals, maybe aside from the Dudleys and Tommy Dreamer, aren't really doing that well, both financially, mentally, healthy,
RVD-wise.
Yeah, but can you really say that, though? Possibly. I mean, he's doing all right, but he's not doing...
He can return to WWE whenever he wants.
Okay, so let's make a short list here. Who from the original ECW roster is...
Not train wrecks?
Are not absolute train wrecks, or not inspirations for the wrestler. Off the top of my head, Tommy Dreamer, the Dudley Boys, and
Taz.
You know, yeah, that's a big one. Taz is doing good. He's doing a live. He's doing what we do, Mike. He's doing a live web broadcast show.
Yep.
From New York City, 5 days a week. He's doing good. And RVD, I can't really think of anyone else from the ECW originals that are doing well to the point where they still don't have to wrestle.
I'm pulling up alumni so I can see if I can pick anyone else out, because there was a lot of people who went through ECW. Let's see, not a lot here yet, but then again,
I mean, you could say Steve Austin, but he's not an original. Like, he wasn't known for ECW. He just got he found a creative part of his persona. He found the Stone Cold in ECW.
I mean,
to quote the great Paul Heyman.
Yeah, like Steve Austin. I mean, Stone Cold was in ECW before going there.
But I'm talking like guys who spent like the majority of their careers and are known for ECW. That's another one. Paul Heyman.
Yeah,
if we're counting people who were involved with the company,
I totally count him. Like,
Joey Styles.
Yep,
he basically runs WWE.com now.
Yep, and Joey Styles totally counts.
As far as wrestlers go,
Dean Malenko. He was an original. I believe he's a road agent for them now.
Oh, so he still works for WWE?
Yeah. Lance Storm's like relatively all right. He doesn't work for WWE, but he, you know.
I know Justin Credible still has to wrestle on the indie scene.
No, he retired.
Oh, he did retire?
Yeah. He did like a post-retirement match, but he's pretty much retired. Rhino is back in WWE.
In NXT,
yeah, working
right?
For NXT, yeah. I mean, Terry Funk's a guy who's always a legend at this point, so I don't want to count him. I'm looking through the names here. I mean, a lot of you can't count Mysterio because he started elsewhere. And you can't count Jericho either.
I'm talking guys who were known for ECW, who spent the majority of their careers in ECW, and who, like, their glory days are only ECW. That's it. That's what I'm talking about.
Stevie Richards, he's done a lot of post wrestling stuff. Like, he actually hosts a very well known podcast / YouTube show. His real name is Michael Manna. But it's not wrestling related. He's like big in like the tech industry. And then he's also now a certified DDP yoga instructor. Hey, listen, I read a lot of wrestling sites. That's how I knew that.
I just feel bad when guys like Balls Mahoney, who sacrifice their bodies way more than they should have. Let's be honest here. ECW was not known for being friendly to wrestlers' bodies.
And by the way,
when these guys go young, it really hurts me as a wrestling fan.
For those who want to know, the T4 show is the one that Stevie Richards does now. But it's weird too, because getting to the point now where the guys who are dying young are guys that we watched like on TV and were like, oh, we love this guy. This guy's awesome. Like, I went to a small high school show. Like when I was in high school, like young, like not my high school, but other, you know, another high school, and Balls Mahoney was on the card, and he was awesome. Like, I took a picture with him, like, really nice guy. What I remember from the show, though, is that the ref botched taking a chair shot from him in the match.
And that's one thing you just don't do, is just botch a chair shot with Balls Mahoney.
There was blood all over the ring.
Because that's what he's known for.
Yeah. A lot of old ECW originals are dead, though. Like Louis Spicoli, for example. He was actually... Louis Spicoli died while working for WWE, though. What was his name? He was like Rad Radford.
I remember that.
Yeah, that was Louis Spicoli. He died during his... No, you know, he was in WCW when he died, but he was Rad Radford before ECW.
When I heard the news that Balls Mahoney died, I was like, I felt bad, but at the same time, I really wasn't that surprised, because the last time I saw Balls Mahoney, like, in actually wrestling or whatever, he was just...
Yeah.
I'm like... I saw him wrestle in, I forget who he was wrestling, but it was an indie show. And I said to myself, wow, this guy is on his way out real soon.
Yeah.
Because there's no way he can still do this anymore. And
dude,
his health is going to be affected by it greatly if he doesn't stop. And sure enough.
You know what's strange, though, is that you've got that, but then you got guys like Abdullah the Butcher, who was in far worse physical shape.
Who has the Grand Canyon on his head.
Yeah. Is still, like, somewhat alive.
Keyword, somewhat.
Mick Foley is still, like, in for what he's done.
Mick Foley? I don't even think we commented on this when we saw him at WrestleMania. He lost around 50 pounds.
Yeah.
Doing a lot of swimming and DDP yoga. And he looks great.
Yeah.
Before WrestleMania, it was reported that like he has a real hard problem walking because of his knees.
Yeah.
And he lost 50 pounds.
Yep.
Great for you, Mick.
I've heard that too. Like, I actually, he does, because, you know, I do comedy when I can. And I know a guy who runs shows in the area. And he actually had Mick Foley do a show for one of the ones that he'd been booking. And he was telling me, yeah, like, Mick Foley, like, came in energy, and then after a show, like, he could barely walk. Like, he like just went, he like stayed in his car for an hour before leaving because just his legs were that shot.
I mean, it's when Mick Foley's another one. I thought he was honestly almost on his way out too, just with how bad I've heard of his the reports of his knees and how out of shape his body was. And let's be honest, Mick Foley was not a person who you could say was in shape when he was wrestling. But the things that Mick Foley did to his body were things that even the biggest guy in the company now would never ever do. And Foley did that on a daily basis. And when I saw video of, like, I didn't think Foley was on his way out, like he was going to die. I thought he was going to have to either be in a wheelchair or be bedridden because his body it just gave up on him. And when I saw him come out at WrestleMania walking and actually doing stuff in the ring, I was so happy to see that. And I feel really good for Mick, and not to mention his family as well. But speaking of injuries and bodies giving out on you, we want to shift over to the other big story that happened this week. Bray Wyatt hurt during a live event. Mike, what happened with Bray Wyatt?
So apparently, now there's a live event in Italy, I believe today. And apparently he was having him involved in a match with Roman Reigns. And it just, his calf got injured during the match.
What do you mean calf injured? Like did he tear a muscle?
No. Well, I mean, it happened today, so there's not many details on that one. But apparently it was 6 minutes into the match, so they had to, like, rush for a finish. So they had, like, the Wyatt family come out and attack Reigns, the League of Nations come out and attack Reigns, the Dudleys come out and attack Reigns, just to fill the time. So there's no words, not words, there's no, update to the severity. I hope it's not serious. We already had an injury scare with AJ Styles during the SmackDown tapings.
Yeah, what happened with AJ Styles?
So, actually, no, it wasn't the League of Nations in the show because they were at the SmackDown tapings, but it was like the Dudleys and the Wyatts. But so there was a match that involved AJ Styles facing off against a member of Del Rio, or I think it was a tag match or something. And Del Rio botched a move. And AJ Styles was dumped on his head, and people were, like, afraid that he might have a neck injury because of that. And then, like, I guess today AJ was like, no, I'll be ready to rock tonight at the show that he's doing tonight in Texas.
Yeah, wow. Man, if AJ, first Bray Wyatt got injured, all the injuries WWE had leading up to WrestleMania, all those injuries were piling up.
Yeah.
And then if you add AJ Styles to that, They booked him into a big program with Roman Reigns.
Part of me is afraid of that program, by the way, because, like, now, like, part of me is like, maybe it'll be a good match. But then part of me is like, they're going to feed AJ Styles to Roman Reigns.
Just for him to lose to Reigns.
Yeah, just so he can lose to Reigns. I hope they're not that short sighted. I hope there's some sort of screwy finish. Maybe a heel turn from someone.
I hope.
Either AJ Styles with Gallows and Anderson or Reigns joining Triple H.
Just going back to Bray Wyatt for a second. On WWE.com, official statement from WWE, Bray Wyatt suffered a right calf injury on Wednesday, WWE.com has learned. The injury came during Wyatt's match on the first live event of WWE's European tour in Milan, Italy. And there's still no updates, but man, after this past Monday Night Raw, it looked like that they were finally going to do something with Bray Wyatt. I've been saying for the past 2 weeks now, WWE, please, I'm begging you, do something with Bray Wyatt. And now he's injured again. So that makes you got to wonder, is Bray Wyatt going to be injury prone? Is WWE worried that they're going to have another Daniel Bryan-like situation? I don't know, where he's prone to injuries. Not concussions, but just prone to injury, and they don't want to push him because of that. What's going to happen with Bray Wyatt?
There's a difference. Bray's situation is different than Daniel Bryan's situation. Bray's are like non-career threatening little injuries here and there. And he's got a character though where he won't miss TV time because of the injury, because he can just come out, do his promos and stuff, and have Rowan or Strowman, or when he comes back, Harper, do the heavy lifting.
And then you're right. You know what? That's a good idea. And then WWE can build the actual Wyatt match for when he's healed from injury. Not sure what the severity of the injury is, though. That's what we need to be concerned about.
But the fact they reported it as an injury, though, like he's going to not be in ring for a little bit.
Yeah, if WWE.com is breaking the news and they're saying what's going on, Bray Wyatt is not going to be wrestling for a while.
Bray Wyatt's going to do a lot of segments where he's doing promos from the rocking chair on the top of the Titantron.
And ramp. Let's just say Eric Rowan and Braun Strowman, this is your time to step up and make your faction look legit.
This is the worst time for a Bray Wyatt injury, though, because the one guy who can go in the ring from that group, aside from Bray, is
Luke Harper. Luke Harper.
Yeah.
He's out, too. And people want to say wrestling's fake. You know, before we go to break here, a lot of friends of mine that are MMA purists, that they call themselves, or big fans of UFC. Look, I'm a big fan of the UFC as well. I like seeing two fighters go in the octagon and just tear each other apart. I love it. I love a great fight. But to just dismiss pro wrestling, it's like, oh, that's just fake
shit.
It's
fake stuff.
Just fake shit. People do not, like, I have no idea what it's like to be in a wrestling ring or an octagon. So I'm not going to pretend to be like, oh, I can maybe understand the physicality of it. But any mixed martial artist or any pro wrestler will tell you that the strength, conditioning, the stamina that you have to have, the athleticism you have to have, and not to mention the showmanship. Because let's be honest, UFC is a lot like WWE now, as far as like people getting screwed out of matches, people not getting the fight that they want, and promos. Because look at Conor McGregor. One of the best things about UFC right now, he's a shit talker. He backs up his game. He backs up all the shit he talks.
Who did that too?
Ronda Rousey.
Ronda Rousey.
And people love him. They eat it up. And UFC makes a lot of money because of that. UFC is now a lot of showmanship as well. And
it's always been a bit of showmanship, though.
But you ask any fighter or any wrestler to do what they do. Look at the list of people who have participated in WWE before. All the athletes who participated in wrestling, in period. They have all said, I thought this would be a walk in the park. It is not a walk in the park.
You know, by the way, you know who's a pretty good like shit talker is Chael Sonnen.
You know, with my job, I'm learning all the people in MMA now, and I'm learning like names and promos that they make or whatnot. Yeah, you're right. I still like Conor McGregor though. I love hating the guy. He's a true heel.
Yeah, he's like the best.
Posting
heel.
Photos of him driving around in his Bentleys. I love Conor McGregor for that. Great shit talker. But yeah, the people who are saying that, oh, they're just dismissing pro wrestling, it's like, oh, that fake stuff. Stop. stop it. It's
the only thing that those movies you watch, that fake stuff.
Right. Like you want to geek out over Marvel movies, but
which
you don't,
I'm fine with doing.
Yeah, I'm fine with it too. But you want to geek out at Marvel movies where you know there is no realism in that at all.
Listen, I mean, I get it. Sometimes you can see a guy crawling on the walls in real life. All right, but this time they're not using suction cups. Like, it's not realistic that there's no suction cups being used to crawl on the walls.
But then you got a guy like Bray Wyatt. Yeah, his character's over the top, and that's not what he's really like in person.
No,
but he has a legit injury, and now he can't do what he loves to do and entertain the fans. So that, to me,
well,
shuts down the whole fake argument.
Yeah.
So, last two quick news stories before we head to break.
Oh, and before, I want to point out, too, injury-wise, oh, yeah, mixed martial arts are so tough. When they get injured, they pull out of matches. Cesaro wrestled for 2 months with a torn rotator cuff.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that because I didn't want to feel like I'm calling MMA fighters pussies or whatever, but when a fighter, whether you're a boxer, mixed martial artist, whatever, when you are a professional fighter and you are hurt, you if it's like muscle strains or whatever, you still work through it and you focus on something else. But if you're legit injured, you are out for a while.
Yeah. Cesaro wrestled for 2 months with a torn rotator cuff. Like,
should we just begin listing the injuries Taker had?
Yeah.
And worked through? Like, he worked through torn groins and he worked through broken ribs. Like,
can we talk about injuries that Brock Lesnar has caused to people that they've worked through? What I'm saying is Brock Lesnar's not delicate.
And Jack Swagger.
Last
two stories. Let's get through these. But
Jack Swagger,
break.
By the way, is like the Oprah Winfrey of giving concussions.
Shane McMahon being sued. Mike, what is going on with Shane McMahon? He's now the on-screen authority figure in WWE.
You respect my authority.
What's going on with Shane McMahon?
So, it's basically the company that he partially owns that he used to run, You on Demand. They're being sued from, like, I'm gonna just put this in complete layman's terms. They're being sued for some stock shenanigans, and Shane McMahon's one of the people named in the list.
Playing the stock market?
Yeah. It's complete layman's terms. I don't know the stock market enough to, like, be able to break it down. But it's like a short swing stock profit. I'm not sure what that means. That's the
term.
There
you go. The lawsuit claims that McMahon disposed a value of seven million shares of the U on Demand stock on January 31st, 2014, and then purchased 24,000. They put a comma there where they shouldn't have. It's almost 2.5 million shares of U on Demand stock on May 22nd, 2015. So, basically, in layman's terms, they're cheating the stock market to make a quick profit.
Yeah.
Not a good time for the Wolf on Wall Street over here.
Not at all.
And finally, one of my absolute favorite stories that we found this week. Thank you to Mike here.
Yeah.
While I cue it up. Anyone remember Scott Steiner? Anyone remember the former WCW? I don't even know if he was ever WCW champion. Yeah,
former, he was WCW champion.
Former WCW champion.
He might have even been WWE
show.
Champion, actually.
Former WCW champion, Scott Steiner. Well, it's not every day he is a witness in a murder trial, so let's just play this.
Tonight, new details. Police say one driver chased.
Oh, by the way. This story is not the story itself is not why I find this amazing.
Yeah.
You'll see for yourself.
Another driver for miles through Cherokee County, all the while shooting at him with a gun. Tonight, that man is in jail, and now we're learning new details about what police thought to be a road rage incident. Dante Renzulli live at the Hardee's restaurant in Acworth, where that violence ended. Dante.
Well, Mike, the first witnesses that police came across naturally assumed this had something to do with road rage because the two men involved were driving cars and having some type of argument. But now we're learning all new tonight that these two men knew each other before this. Police say an Ackworth man was running for his life last night, trying to get away from this man who was relentlessly pursuing him.
Who looks tonight, a lot Ron like Beswick every like Diaz Hispanic best Cherokee friend County in the 90s jail, comedy
charged
character.
With trying to kill 35-year-old Joseph Wendell Parker. Witnesses first noticed there was trouble when the two men were parked in the middle of the street and yelling at each other.
Well, yeah, it started down in 92, the Kroger down there, and they're
what I'm saying
all
is,
the way up here.
They just have Scott Steiner as witness.
Yeah. Oh, no, it gets even better.
They didn't even, like, throw, like, oh, hey, surprise witness, former WCW champion.
Now, let's give some of his credentials, because I'm sure they're going to mention them in the news as well. So let's just point out some of the credentials of Scott Steiner. He is a, a nutcase, but he's had quite the run in wrestling. For example, he's been a TNA World Tag Team Champion, which no one cares about TNA, but whatever. WWF Champion. He's been the WCW Champion. He's been the WCW United States Champion, the World Television Champion, NWA/WCW Tag Team Champion, once with Scott Steiner. So he's pretty well decorated. Also throw in like IWGP Tag Team Champion twice with his brother. He's
had a long storied career in the ring.
Yeah, quite the career in the ring.
So watch how the news let's just not portray that information to us.
And yelling at each other.
Well, yeah, it started down in 92, the Kroger down there, and they were shooting all the way up here, and then this is where it came to a head. So I guess the head stopped somewhere, and just unfortunately it stopped at this corner.
I spoke to a man who owns a restaurant near the Hardee's in Ackworth, where the victim crashed.
I spoke to a man who owns a restaurant. Not like, hey, I spoke to a former world champion.
Guy who's a decorated professional wrestler.
Oh my God, that's embarrassing.
Who will one day be a Hall of Famer with his brother.
Oh my God, that's embarrassing.
I guess the head stopped somewhere, and just unfortunately it stopped.
And he sounds like a guy who owns a
restaurant. I spoke to a man who owns a restaurant near the Hardee's in Ackworth, where the victim crashed his
SUV. Sounds like he owns a restaurant near a Hardee's in Ackworth.
Pursuer. Police say Parker was shot multiple times, but he's going to survive.
Everybody was just scattering, you know. It was pretty freaky, but, you know, that's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. This is a pretty mellow place around here, so.
Police said you guys had a video of this guy running through the restaurant.
After the crash, the suspect was caught on surveillance video inside the Hardee's, searching behind the counter for the victim. He took off before he found him. Now tonight, police are saying the victim knew the man who was after him. I stopped by the victim's house.
Well, yeah,
when you're
D-Von and Bubba Ray Dudley, you want to chase the Hardee's out and get TLC match.
Clearly, just as long, I mean, they had to do it before Edge and Christian came in.
What were Edge and Christian doing in Cherokee County?
I know, right?
That's not where they filmed the Edge and Christian show.
So what was this dispute?
This isn't Connecticut.
Violent events in motion.
Hey, it reeks of awesomeness.
Well, I'm still
though.
Working with police to figure out exactly.
I'm not going to lie. I actually really do like the Edge and Christian show. I hated it at first, but it's really grown on to me because they had a segment where they do shit WWE fans say, and they just took a gigantic dig at the IWC, and it was hysterical.
Oh man, I gotta watch that.
It's great. Maybe when we come back from break, I'll find it. But yeah, Scott
Steiner. You know what
Steiner,
we need to hear though is with Scott. We need to hear Steiner math.
Oh, you mean this?
You know they say all men are created equal, but you look at me and you look at Small Joe, and you can see that statement is not true. See, normally if you go one-on-one with another wrestler, you got a 50-50 chance of winning. But I'm a genetic freak, and I'm not normal. So you got a 25% at best at beating me. And then you add Kurt Angle to the mix, your chances of winning drastically go down. See, the three-way at sacrifice, you got a 33 1/3 chance of winning. But I got a 66 2/3 chance of winning because Kurt Angle knows he can't beat me, and he's not even going to try. So, Samoa Joe, you take your 33 1/3 chance minus my 25% chance, and you got an 8 1/3 chance of winning at sacrifice. But then you take my 75% chance of winning, if we used to go one-on-one, and then add 66 2/3% I got 141 and two-thirds chance of winning at Sacrifice. See, Joe, the numbers don't lie, and they spell disaster for you at Sacrifice.
One of the greatest promos of all time.
One of the greatest ones. The regular CM Punk with that promo.
All right, we are going to head to break. When we come back, we're going to do our Monday Night Raw recap. But you know what? Just because we love Scott Steiner so much, we're going to go to break with this wonderful gold promo from TNA. This is Brain Steer Wrestling. Stay right there.
We just saw one member of Fortune who successfully retained the X Division Championship. And coming up next, Scott Steiner, first match back with Beer Money. The three of you are going to be taking on three members of Immortal.
That's right. It's going to be my first match back. It's going to be just like my last match. It's going to be like a match I had 2 years ago. It's going to be like a match I had at the beginning of my career. I'm going to stick my size 12 south. Give me. I'm going to stick my boots so far up your ass, you're going to be flossing with my shoelaces. Now, can't Rob Terry, you always follow the motto of Immortal, say your prayers, take your vitamins. It's just too damn bad. They don't make vitamins for coordination.
What I think Scotty is trying to say is that everybody deserves their 15 minutes of fame. But you see, guys, tonight, you picked the wrong place, the wrong time, and the wrong three guys to do it with.
We've all been where you guys are at tonight. You're hungry. You want that spotlight. You'll do anything you can to be in that spotlight, to hear those people chant your name. Well, we happened to grab your birth certificate and found out your real names. You suck. You suck. You suck. And guys, when you're in the ring, we're gonna make your dreams come true, because those people will be chanting your name. But then your dreams are gonna come crashing down when you hear those two magical words. Beer Money! Sorry about your damn luck.
Thanks for the beer!
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
Do you like pro wrestling that is real, in your face, and not congested with cheesy promos or two-minute matches? Check out Pro Wrestling Magic. Independent wrestling has never looked better than Pro Wrestling Magic. Don't rely on superstars for your need of wrestling. Check out real pro wrestling from Pro Wrestling Magic. Check out their upcoming shows, schedules, roster, and announcements by going to their website, WrestlingIsMagic.com.
Are you a musician? Are you a singer-songwriter? Are you someone that needs help audio editing? Look no further than Brainstew Media. Based out of northern New Jersey, Brainstew Media is your one-stop shop for all of your audio needs. Whether you're looking to record your first demo, your next album, or your next concert, Brainstew Media provides the best service and prices you will find. Check out our rates, studio, and portfolio by going to brainstewmedia.com today.
The best radio on the internet is only one click away at morelikeradio.com. More Like Radio has the best live internet radio you can ask for. Interactive chat room, social media interaction, free podcast downloads, and above all else, quality programming to keep you entertained all day. Check out morelikeradio.com and subscribe on iTunes.
About all things professional wrestling, it's Brain Stew Wrestling.
All right, and we're back with Brain Stew Wrestling. This is I, Punchy, Mike Falcone, and we're here with Hammy. We got all the news out of the way. It's time to discuss Raw, and I'm not saying that in a snarky way for once.
We're saying this as wow, we actually were entertained by Monday Night Raw.
Who would have thought that pushing new stars and having great matches and limiting the opening segment to 10 minutes of talkie time or less than 10 minutes of talk time would make for an entertaining Raw?
I know. We had, let's see, AJ Styles and Sami Zayn tear the house down. There's a very popular meme that I shared on Facebook. It's a photo of Shane McMahon saying, "Do you enjoy Raw?" Stick figure guy eating cereal saying, "Nah, stopped watching years ago. Nothing ever happens." And then here's what happened on Monday Night Raw. In just short, AJ wrestled Sammy. Cesaro wrestled Kevin Owens. There's a tag team tournament. Oh, and the Bullet Club debuted.
Yep.
cereal eating guy spits out a cereal. Yeah.
Now let's start from the beginning. So the way they described it, which I'm guessing they're going to do this every week now, is find a way to shoehorn Shane in as the guy running Raw.
I'm not complaining. Fans are loving Shane. They love an on-screen authority figure. Shane McMahon.
Yeah. So the opening promo was pretty good, shortened to the point. Like, he came in, said what was happening that night, said he was going to put over new stars. Again, great. Like, they're running it as if someone other than Vince is running the show.
Which it is the right thing to do.
Yeah. Like, they should have been doing this months, years ago, and their ratings wouldn't have been in the toilet. So, he talks about, he sets up a few things, like a tag tournament, and then he sets up AJ Styles versus Sami Zayn, which leads to, before we play the audio, what it sets up, because AJ Styles won the four-way last week to become the number one contender. Now, I guess Shane's idea is, since Sami Zayn was hurt in trying to before the match and couldn't wrestle because Kevin Owens powerbombed him through a table, that if Sami Zayn beats AJ Styles, Sami's added to the world title match
in
a triple threat. So this prompts Kevin Owens to come out.
In traditional Kevin Owens fashion.
Yes.
And here's some of the interaction between Kevin Owens and Shane McMahon.
Just as you lost at WrestleMania.
Let me correct you right there. I didn't lose anything. I was robbed by Sami Zayn at KO Mania. That's what I call it. Just like I was robbed last Monday night on Raw, because the fact is I didn't get pinned in that number one contenders match. So that's just not fair. Shane, actually, you know what else isn't fair? The fact that I have yet to receive my rematch for the Intercontinental Championship, that's not fair.
Pulls off the whiny heel so well.
I'm in the ring. I'm ready to fight. I demand my rematch for the Intercontinental title tonight.
Fans are sure because they hate The Miz and love Kevin Owens.
You demand it.
I do.
Well, that's not how things are run here tonight. And this may be my last night, but you got to earn your way. So I'll tell you what, you can earn your shot at the Intercontinental Championship. You just have to defeat one guy here tonight.
I don't have to. I just,
yes, you do.
It's mine.
And that man I have been seeing running up and down the back. This guy's been here since 2:30 this afternoon, going crazy back and forth. So tonight, the winner of the match between you and this gentleman will go on to take on The Miz for the Intercontinental Championship. And that man is the Swiss Superman, Cesaro.
Fans went wild for Cesaro. Opened the show with Cesaro versus Kevin Owens.
And
how can you not start a show any better?
What a way to start Raw. Like, that match was fantastic. Great storyline match, great in-ring work, great moments here and there. Like, Kevin Owens, like, he had a tantrum at the announce table, knocks down JBL's hat, picks it up, puts it back on the table, goes, "Sorry, John, I got carried away."
He has no problem breaking kayfabe to further his heel character.
That's not breaking kayfabe. Because remember, he also bashes Michael Cole, who's kind of like the face announcer, and he's like nice to JBL, who's the troll heel commentator.
I love Kevin Owens so much.
So he's not breaking kayfabe by doing that, and it's fantastic. And then, like, I like the finish there because Kevin Owens tried for the pop-up powerbomb. Cesaro turned it into a Hurricane Rana and then rolled Kevin Owens forward to put him into the neutralizer.
I didn't think that. I think the match could have been better, if I'm being completely honest here. I thought the match could have been better, but still, we had Kevin Owens and Shane McMahon open up Raw. Two great pops right there, because Shane's a loved face on the show. Kevin Owens is a loved heel on the show. And then we get Cesaro coming out, and I like what they're doing with Cesaro's entrance.
Yeah.
Because on Monday Night Raw, he came out from the side of the Tron with the James Bond bullet gun barrel thing behind him, like he's James Bond, and he rips off his... I like Cesaro's entrance.
Yeah, now they, again, like I said off air, they just need to change the theme.
I'm still not sold on the theme, on Cesaro's theme, but
like,
I'm sold on his entrance, though.
And not something James Bond sounding, because like, they would just,
it'd be way too
obvious.
Yeah.
But like, something that's not the current theme, and it would be the perfect entrance for him. And again, like I said, that's one of the things he needed to work on to like, kind of like show himself to Vince, is a memorable entrance. And now he's got that.
So Cesaro wins, and this leads to a backstage segment with The Miz, which we know with The Miz, it just spells gold, right, Mike?
Yeah.
You. Are you kidding me? I am so outraged right now. Do you notice? That's my husband. That's The Miz. That's the new Intercontinental Champion. Really? This? My husband? You want to treat him like this? He loves M&Ms. Loves it. But his contract clearly states no blue M&Ms. No blue. All right? No blue M&Ms. So, go ahead. Do your job right.
That's offensive. They prefer to be called Smurf Americans.
And but she's so
on.
Terrible.
And that joke was just as bad as Maurice's acting.
Her acting is terrible.
Like, I can understand The Miz trying to do the whole, he can pretty much
Miz
do...
Miz can act
do,
it, though.
He can do what The Rock is doing, what was doing in 2003, being the whole, I'm a Hollywood guy, so I'm above all of you. He could do that, and that's fine. But
she
my
can't
God, Maurice was destroying this bit.
Yeah.
And I mean that in a bad way, destroying.
Wait, this water? No, domestic? Domestic. My husband doesn't drink domestic. He only drinks imported European water.
He only drinks?
Are we farmers? Do I look like a farmer? Does he look like a farmer? No, I don't think
so. Is she foreign?
So, turn around. Go ahead. Do your job right. Jeez.
Oh. Excuse me, miss. I just wanted to get your thoughts on the controversy surrounding your championship victory over Zack Ryder in your upcoming title defense against Cesaro.
Excuse me, but who invited you in the Miz's private locker room? No, no one. See, no one invited
the same thing
you. I am so tired of Miz groupies stalking my husband. So tired. So annoying.
There's
Listen,
no Miz
honey,
groupies.
He's taken.
JoJo, let me explain something to you. The only
For once, I want to say yes. Thank you, Miz, for saving a bit.
The fact that you use Zack Ryder and Cesaro in the same sentence as The Miz. I drive.
That's
an
insult
Audi
to Zack Ryder and Cesaro.
I drive an Audi R8, whereas Zack Ryder takes the Long Island Railroad and uses his daddy's monthly pass to do so. And as far as the Swiss Superman is concerned, you're looking at his kryptonite, JoJo.
Oh! And then here comes Cesaro.
Don't let me interrupt this miserable performance. I just
want
to stop by and see the leading man from whom I'm going to take the role of Intercontinental Champion. But hey, don't worry. I'm going to roll out the red carpet version of all my uppercuts just for you at WWE Payback.
Put the shades back on. He's still wearing the...
No, not domestic. Domestic. No, no. Oh, my God.
Oh. So we have Cesaro and The Miz at Payback, which I'm with you, yeah. Mike. I'm going to be marking out for Cesaro as well.
He's going to win that title. Because I think what they did, they didn't want to have Kevin Owens drop it, like actually eat a pin to drop the title, which granted makes no sense because he had to be pinned by Cesaro for Cesaro to get the shot. I get it. But they wanted to transition to The Miz to have The Miz lose it to Cesaro is what I'm hoping.
I'm hoping to.
Like, so that Zack Ryder win it, and they're like, hey, what are we going to do now? Okay, well, we're going to, like, all right, no. They wanted to have Kevin Owens feud with Zayn, but not for the Intercontinental title. That feud does not need a title centered around it.
No. Those two are phenomenal wrestlers. Yeah. They can go in.
They can tell a great story. They don't need the Intercontinental title. So they probably had Zack Ryder transition the title to The Miz, who will in turn transition it to Cesaro, because those two can have a feud for the IC title while Owens and Sami Zayn are beating each other up.
So what else happened on Raw? Well, we have Bray Wyatt
teaming up with
Roman Reigns, surprisingly. And I'm going to start this clip from the beginning here. All video courtesy of WWE.com and WWE YouTube. Here is Roman Reigns' new catchphrase as the champion. I'm not really happy.
I'm not a good guy. I'm not a bad guy.
I'm
the guy.
Oh, and listen to those boos.
And they don't give a shit, Reigns.
Like we said last week, WWE screws with the editing for its videos. You can hear the boos Reigns is getting. And you know what? I would fast forward to the other mark in this clip that we want to talk about here. But just for a second, I'm going to let this play for a few seconds here. Just listen to the crowd boo mercilessly.
Now picture amped up because WWE messed with the crowd mic audio.
In that WWE Payback, I'm defending this title against AJ Styles.
And AJ Styles gets a huge pop because he's awesome. And, well, he's phenomenal.
That's if he can beat Sami Zayn tonight.
No, that's... That's
because he if he can't,
oh, yeah,
it's going to be a triple threat at Payback
against two guys who they love better than
those
you.
Guys, I really do. They've been all over the world. They've won multiple championships, but neither of them have ever won the championship.
So
and my
bad.
Plan is to stay the champ for a really long time, so I'm not going.
And then League of Nations
saving the...
Never thought I'd say this, but thank you, League of Nations.
We got to hear the Rusev part. And I like their shirts, by the way.
I like the League of Nations.
I'm liking them more and more. They were a waste.
They're
going
to keep interrupting Reigns. I like him every week.
Exactly. But their shirts are pretty awesome. It's the League of Nations logo on the back, but like there's three different ones. For Del Rio, it's like the Pride of Mexico. For Sheamus, it's the Celtic Warrior. And for Rusev, it's the Bulgarian Brute.
Great gimmick.
Great shirts, great gimmick. Like, it's the best shirts any of them have had in a while.
Oh, and Roman, you think you're a D guy? Well, good for you, because I'm a man. I'm bigger than you. I'm stronger than you. And yes,
my wife is certainly much hotter than yours.
He's like, I'm so much better looking than you.
Rusev, should be the face of the WWE.
I love that he's just a sleazy Bulgarian heel. It's great.
I think you just proved to everybody you're the ass of the WWE.
See, you would think that would get a pop from the crowd, but no.
Yeah.
even cheesy, even when we've said in the past of how much we just despise cheesy John Cena,
yeah.
But at least when cheesy John Cena comes back, he gets cheers from the crowd.
Well, here's the thing, too. John Cena, he knows how to work a promo. As much as people can't stand Cena, he knows how to do a promo.
So here's what happened as the League of Nations was about to storm the ring and jump Roman Reigns.
This week on an all-new 360 and 420.
Yes, I agree. All three of you should come down here and get all your asses whooped.
All right, Kevin Nash, relax. Here they come, and hashtag get babies. Hashtag dead Bravens.
The Wyatt family in the ring.
Oh, boy.
Bray and Strowman and Rowan, they've had their issues with League of Nations.
So the Wyatt family comes and brawls with the League of Nations.
No. I'll J.J. Stoner, No Dwarves, and Judge come into the ring to...
So what transpired from this is Roman Reigns
and J.J. Stoner.
J.J. Stoner. For the people who may not know who that is. Or
he looks like Bray Wyatt.
Of course, we have to explain everything. Roman Reigns and Bray Wyatt versus the League of Nations in a tag team match. And again, we go right back to what we said at the top of the show, Mike. They are finally they finally did something with Bray Wyatt, and now he's injured.
Yeah. Now he's injured. Son of a bitch. Oh, God. They could have had them team more and act like they're going to be a cohesive unit, and then have Bray just turn on Reigns. But the crowd loves it because they hate Reigns.
I know, right? But I will say this. I think...
Speaking of people who are loved by the crowd.
I think that was the beginning of heel Reigns.
Yeah.
If WWE were smart, they turn Reigns heel tomorrow.
Yeah.
But speaking of people that the fans love more than anything.
Enzo and Cass.
And I'm being completely honest here. I hated these guys at first, but man, did they grow on me.
I've been sold on Enzo's mic skill since day one when he debuted on NXT as a...
Oh, absolutely. I always loved his mic skills. They were great in the ring. I like them. But I hated their gimmick. Because it just reminded me of Jersey Shore. And I'm like, come on, guys. Jersey people here, we get bad reps as it is. You're just further stereotyping.
At least Enzo's
Jersey.
Actually from Jersey.
Good point.
It's Dudleyville!
And... just getting huge pops.
Second week in a row on Monday Night Raw. Humongous pop for Enzo Cass.
Yeah, so we saw the debut.
Oh, this makes me happy.
Enzo and Cass.
And the Smack Talker Skywalker hoodie blazer. He's got so much energy. He does an 8-ball before each promo, I'm convinced.
So Enzo and Cass come out. They diss the Dudley boys some more. So here is the quick response from this. We're just going to play it cold. This was gold from Enzo and Cass.
My favorite line of the...
We're doing just fine. You need to shut your mouth, and they need to shut their mouth.
Natural heels.
Yeah.
You got a lot of nerve. You two young punks. You and every tag team
here. Bubba's always did a good promo.
Do you know who we are? We're the Dudley Boys.
It's very old school, though, but it's very good.
We paved the way for guys like you.
All right, now here comes the...
Gentlemen, let's get this straight. You're not the best tag team in this business. The only reason why you exist is because of us.
And Enzo.
No, Devin. The reason why I exist is because my mom and dad got it on. I don't.
Oh, my God. That is such a fantastic comeback to that.
I love... I don't know what I like more. The fact that he does, a New Age Outlaws type of intro to every promo he makes, which is great.
My name is Enzo Amore.
But I like where he has a little sarcastic wise ass comeback. And wise ass comeback, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing? it's because of mom.
And I didn't play it, but after he said that, they got the crowd roaring, how you doing?
Chance, yeah. Oh,
which is great. I love it. I love Enzo and Cass now.
Right at the gate from when they debuted, just so over with the main roster crowd. Now, one thing I want to point out, too, is that Apollo Crews, I've noticed he's not getting as huge of reactions now with the regular crowd. I think it's because they didn't give him enough time in NXT to, really, really
Vince saw, large body, he's got to go.
And he's got the moveset that the indie fans like.
All right, and here is most likely the biggest moment from this past week's Monday Night Raw.
Yes!
The debut, the debut of the Outsiders. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean the Bullet Club on the main roster.
For those who know, that's Carl Machine Gun Anderson and Doc Gallows, who you guys might recognize as Festus slash Luke Gallows. That's what they can call him, Luke Gallows, again, because he's in WWE.
Now, I loved this debut, but I think what I also love more is they're paying attention to the tag team division.
Yep.
The New
Day
is...
Cass called up. New Day's the champs.
They're doing an entire March Madness-like bracket to determine number one contenders for the tag team titles. You never see that.
They're giving the tag division attention for however long until Vince is bored with it again, but still.
And Gallows and Anderson just beating the crap out of the Usos, which...
Gallows and Anderson are either factioning up with AJ Styles or Finn Balor.
Either call it the Balor Club or rename it the Bullet Club.
They're trying to get the Bullet Club name from New Japan.
But, I mean, you saw in WWE, they released a video earlier today with superstar reactions to the Bullet Club, and they use hashtag Bullet Club in their video.
Yeah.
So
maybe they struck a deal with New Japan to be able to use it, but New Japan still keeps like the copyright.
All I know is you crank the volume on this, you hear people chanting Bullet Club, Bullet Club.
Hey, wait, there's a video with superstar reactions?
Yes, there is.
We should play that. I mean, I know I didn't know that video existed. That's why, otherwise I would have said play that shit. But that is like, oh my God, it's weird to be excited.
My God.
And by the way, we haven't even talked about the best match of the night yet. We're saving that for last, obviously, but there's so much. So much happened on this Raw. There's stuff we're not going to talk about.
Bullet Club hits WWE. Superstars react to Gallows and Anderson's debut.
Let's see what we got here. There should be some good ones, especially if they're all in character. Well, versus John Cena reacting, doing his thing, like, just, I'm lifting, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I totally lift, too, and just replace the weights with nachos and the gym with my couch, and it's pretty much
so
the same thing.
So who is this that is talking?
Some major gains. Nope. Okay. Well, hello, internet people. I'm Kathy Kelly.
That's
here
who it is.
At WWE.
She does a show with Sam Roberts every... She's a frequent guest on the show, and
okay.
She just got hired at WWE.
To be
the social media person.
Okay.
And, well, of course, she's gorgeous, too, so...
I'm sure
another reason.
The headquarters to give you a look into what's
they're trying to make another
WWE.
Renee Young.
The shocking debut of Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson can only be described with two words: too sweet. I was excited.
Oh,
the internet was excited. Okay. They even had the locker room talking too. Paige and Bailey both tweeted their freak out with emojis, while Becky Lynch snapped a selfie with her old friend Machine Gun. Becky and the Bullet Club? Well, she could be a great pundit for them. Get it? Before Raw in Los Angeles, Enzo Amore spent his weekend with The Weeknd. Well, there's no word yet on whether the two words...
Okay, so that was basically it. Oh,
yeah.
I thought there was a longer video. I'm sorry. But no, yeah, that Bullet Club debut is huge. Like, they're going to be a force in that tag team division. They will win the tag titles. I think they're going to be the ones to beat the New Day.
I kind of hope no one beats the New Day. I love seeing the New Day just talk endless smack.
It's going to happen eventually.
But they have held the titles for quite some time.
They've had them for a while, and they're a two-time champion. You can have Bullet Club beat them for the tag titles. That would put them over as a heel tag team. Because right now, they're like kind of too popular to be considered heels But have them beat the New Day, and that'll solidify them as heels.
All right, so... Let's just skip the break and go right to the next things we were going to discuss tonight.
Okay. Yep.
Match of the night by far, and dare I say, possible match of the year candidate.
I don't
for
know
match of the year for Raw.
Okay. All right. Well, for
match
Raw,
of the year, Raw match of the year.
I'm making a prediction. Nothing is topping Sami Zayn versus Nakamura.
You can make arguments, but hands down. Raw match of the year winner so far, Sami Zayn versus AJ Styles. something that all of us wrestling fans have wanted to see. We love watching Zayn and Styles throughout the years, and we were wondering what would it be like to see them on a WWE stage and just let them go at it. And boy, did they deliver!
I'm going to point something out. KP messaged me this earlier today, and that's why I asked him. Oh, you should come on. Sami Zayn has officially taken that like Daniel Bryan popularity.
Yeah, he has.
He's like the beloved, like very good, like high fly, but very technical guy.
The only thing I don't like about Sami Zayn is when he has amazing matches, he's always the humble, okay, you beat me, handshake guy.
He's the lovable loser.
Yeah, but he has to win once in a while.
He will that, but like the losses he takes in big matches. Remember, he wins like the match against the guys like the Miz and everything, but the big matches he loses. But it's gonna make the big win that much sweeter. That's what it was like in NXT when he finally won the title. Like it got a huge reaction, like the biggest reaction I've heard an NXT crowd give.
Another highlight, pun intended here. Highlight reel, Chris Jericho brought his highlight reel show back only for Dean Ambrose to interrupt and rename it the Ambrose Asylum.
You know that's going to become a bit now, the Ambrose Asylum thing.
Oh, I hope so.
You know what? Any segment that involves Dean Ambrose talking, I'm all for. He's probably the best talker they have
He asked Jericho about his scarf or whatever, and Jericho's like, this is a $700 scarf, you wouldn't know, blah, blah, blah. And it just yelled at Ambrose, and Ambrose just responded, so you're not going to tell us about the scarf? And very funny, very entertaining segment. Yeah. And the main event saw Roman Reigns and Bray Wyatt team up to face the League of Nations. The match, I mean, you can only carry Roman Reigns so much.
See, you know, there's only so much you can do. There's so much.
So we're going to end the show tonight.
You've got to be like Cesaro or AJ Styles or Sami.
Right.
Or that
to be
level.
Able to just have
or
great
Owens
matches every week.
To be able to like carry Roman Reigns. Or you've got to have him in a stable with two fantastic workers in Rollins and Ambrose to make him look good.
All right, we're going to end the show with this question, Mike, and this is one that you actually wrote up in the prep sheet, so why don't you ask?
So, the question of the week is, with Shane quote-unquote running Raw, is it a better change from the way it was before WrestleMania?
On screen, with Shane McMahon as an authority figure, yes, I love
emphatically.
It.
Emphatically.
The past 2 weeks of Raw have made me excited to love watching wrestling. I look forward to Monday Night Raw every Monday now because of what WWE has given us the past two Mondays. And people thought, oh, three-hour Monday Night Raws, it's never consistently good. It's never a good three-hour show. Watch for anyone who says that, watch the past two Monday Night Raws, and that will show you that Monday Night Raw can be good
and
for
you know,
3 hours.
That's enraging to me, though. Like, they basically waited until they had Shane McMahon acting as the de facto boss for Raws to be good consistently.
I mean, okay, let's be honest here. Vince McMahon still running the show backstage.
The only thing I'm worried about...
I don't know what clicked with Vince. I don't know whether it was the writing team... Vince just saying, all right, I'll finally give them what they want. Or
I think he's letting Triple H run things a little bit more.
I hope so, because whatever just happened back there, Vince, WWE, us fans,
you know what?
We love what you've been doing the past
two
weeks.
You know what? I'll tell you exactly what's a who move. Miz is Intercontinental Champion, a Vince/Kevin Dunn move. Having matches featuring Sami Zayn versus AJ Styles and Cesaro versus Kevin Owens, Triple H move. Gallows and Anderson, Triple H move. Roman Reigns being the guy, Vince move. But still, everything is meshing well together this past couple, and I hope they keep it up because the ratings will go up and be better as the shows get better and as you give the internet fans a reason to continue to watch and not just say, F it, I'll download it Tuesday. I don't really feel like watching an entire episode without the ability to fast forward or skip segments.
You know what I'm going to do when we sign off tonight? I'm going to watch Shinsuke Nakamura's NXT debut.
Yeah.
That happened right before we went on the air. I can't wait to watch it.
And it's against Ty Dillinger, who's really good in ring, too.
I figured since we talked about Sami Zayn, how much we like him.
And his theme is, like, bouncy. It's fantastic.
Very catchy.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
I like it right after WrestleMania 32. Everyone was singing along with it. All right. He is at Hipster Punchy on Twitter. I am at Hams Gruber on Twitter. Follow at BrainStew Radio on Twitter. Using the hashtag BrainStew Wrestling. Mike, any plugs?
But listen to By The Way when I post it. There will be a new episode at some point this coming week. And when I schedule shows, you're obviously going to know them. Just follow me on Twitter and on Facebook. That's where I post them. Before I plug them here. I haven't booked anything yet.
All right. And keep following at BrainStew Radio on Twitter for the latest updates with the show. He is at Hipster Punchy. I am at Hams Gruber. Thanks for listening, guys. Have a good night.
Oh.